Church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
To us. That's Romans chapter 1, chapter 12. Verses 1 and 2. Paul says that I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. I want you to look at your neighbor and say that you present, your body, a living sacrifice. He said, holy, acceptable, praise God, which is your holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And that reasonable service means your worship. We're going to get into that. And then you go on to that second verse and say, and be not conformed.
Yes, sir.
Be not conformed. Be not conformed to this world.
We cannot conform to this world.
But then he says that you need to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Praise God, that you will know and you'll be able to prove what is that acceptable and that good and perfect will of God.
Oh my God.
Now, if you could get those two verses,
yes, sir,
in your spirit, and fully understand what Paul is trying to tell us,
yes, sir.
Paul is trying to tell us something. Paul is trying to tell us, praise God, that there is something that we must dedicate. Something that we must dedicate,
yes, sir,
to God. Not something that we might, not something that we should, but he is saying that there is something that we as born again believers,
yes,
that we must,
yes,
dedicate to God. You may be seated. I was just looking, I said, we come into this month where we are going to celebrate, praise God, 129 years of this church's existence. Oh Lord, I just think about the metamorphosis that this church has gone through just since I've been here.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. I need not to ask some of those who've been here all of their lives. Praise God. This church has continued to evolve. And when we start talking about this thing that we dedication, it talks about our relationship to God. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor,
there is a relationship that you have to God. Amen. I look at a lot of things and I try to keep a whole lot of social justice. I can't anymore because I try to keep a lot of social justice things out of what I'm going to speak when I stand up here. But the Holy Spirit will allow me to pull some of that stuff that I got out here and have me to say it out here. A lot of the hypocrisy that I see, amen. And what I don't want, is that after pastoring for some 20, I don't know how many years I've been here, y'all, that People just go through the motion of church. I want us to be able to when we leave, praise God, that we get something out of what it is that the text is trying to tell us. Yeah, this church has been in existence almost 129. We're just about there. We're not there yet. Deacon Robinson is almost 90. He's not there yet.
Yes,
praise God. But he's going there. He's going to be there.
Yes, sir.
And just like he's going to be at 90 years old, this church is going to reach that 129th year. And praise God. And let me tell you something. For a church to be in existence for that long, let me know that the people, praise God, must have a good relationship with God. Can I say that? I you know how I can say that? It doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that we're holier than thou. It doesn't mean any of that stuff. It just means, praise God, that we have not allowed the enemy. Amen. Because you know there are some folks that will allow the enemy to come in and pretty much shut them down. Praise God. It just means that we have not allowed the enemy to destroy, to hinder, to stop, or to slow down, praise God, what we are doing with regards to kingdom building. Amen. And in this 12th chapter of Rome, the Apostle Paul is talking about relationships. And in our text today, verses 1 and 2, Paul talks about our relationship to God. Each one of us in here who says, and in order to make sure that I do that English right, who says that he or she is in fact a born-again believer. Praise God. There is a relationship that we must have with God. Amen. I said I wasn't going to be long. I'm going to speed it up here in a minute. Praise God. You see, if we have the right relationship with God, we will in fact have the right relationship with other people who make up the body of Christ, the family of God.
Amen.
In fact, let me tell you something. If you got the right relationship with God, you're going to even have the right relationship with other people. Whether or not they have accepted Christ or not. Because guess what? What you're trying to do is make sure that you have your best behavior on display so that you could win that person who is outside the body of Christ. You want to be able to say something to them to win them on your side. You ought to be just like salt. You know, the Bible tells us that we are the salt of the earth. Salt has a tendency to make people thirsty. Did y'all know that? Come on, y'all know that. I was going to ask a question. I better not do that. I was getting to say, how many used to be beer drinkers we have in the house? Y'all know? Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. Bartender is in the place, and they're not drinking enough beer. Sister Buckner, he gonna look? They gonna take and put some salted popcorn, salted pretzels. They don't put nothing out there sweet for you. They're gonna put salty stuff out here because Salt make you thirsty. And then when you start eating all of that salt and eating that stuff, man, praise God, the sales are going to go up. Give it two. Give it three. So we must have the right relationship. We got to have the right relationship with God, especially if we say that we are people. We are people of God. There are four therefores in Paul's letter to the Roman church. Four. The first therefore you find is at Romans chapter 3, verse 20. That is the first therefore, and this is the therefore of condemnation. Amen. That's those folks who won't try to live by the law. We went through that a little bit this morning in Sunday school.
Yeah, amen.
So if you try to live by the law, you are condemned.
Sure. Amen.
Yes, the law doesn't do but one thing, and that's point you to the fact that you got sin in your life. So that first therefore that you see in Romans 3:20 is the therefore of condemnation, declaring that the whole world is guilty before God, especially if they're trying to live according and try to do the things of the law. Then you move on to Romans chapter 5, verse 1 is another therefore. And that is called the therefore of justification.
Yes, sir.
Everybody know what justification is?
Yeah.
Just as though you have not sinned. In other words, declaring that we are justified through faith in Jesus Christ. Then when we go down to Romans chapter 8, verse 1, we see the therefore of assurance. Praise God, declaring that those who are in fact in Christ Jesus and who walk according to the Spirit of God, praise God, that they are assured of heaven.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The therefore of assurance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And until we come to chapter 12, when we see this fourth and final therefore. And this is called the therefore of dedication. And it is in this dedication that is the basis for all of our relationships that Paul discusses throughout this chapter. Praise God. And today I want to talk about our dedication. What is it that we as believers must dedicate to God? Praise God. Now turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
I
know you didn't expect
for me to bother you this much this morning,
but there are
some things
that you must dedicate to God. Praise God. You see, the very first thing that you must dedicate to God is your body. The text is right there.
Yeah, right there, Pastor. That's good.
Bye. You have to dedicate your body to Christ. Look what he says. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present what? Your bodies. Didn't say present your wife's body. Didn't say present your husband's body. Didn't say present somebody else's body. He said that you present your body a what? Living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Praise God. Praise God for us to be owned by God. Because we are owned by Him, praise God, that means that we have to magnify God in our body. It means that we must glorify our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our bodies. Those days where we used our bodies to do all those other things,
Man, them days ought to be over. I call out to Waukegan, Illinois, and I got a good first cousin, and he's, in fact, he's a little older than me, and every time I call, somebody say, well, you know, he's still at it. I said, what you mean still out? He's still in the club. I said to myself, I said, now that nigga ought to be tired of that foolishness. That nigga ought to be tired of that. Man, if you're not just tired of going in and all and got Christian folk all around him, you ought to be tired of going to the club now with your grandchildren.
Oh, Jesus.
Then we wonder why these kids don't want to come to church. How can you expect your grandkid, and in some cases your great-grandkid, how you expect them to come to church when they see you out on the dance floor talking about back that thing up? Our bodies ought to be used as instruments for righteousness, not unrighteousness. Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord, I don't know how I'm going, where I'm going with this, but our bodies, something that we ought to dedicate to him. That was a time when I was out there in that world, I used to act a fool. You didn't see me up here behind. When I was out there, I wasn't running up in nobody's church, singing in nobody's choir, deacon on nobody's deacon board, standing in nobody's pulpit, preaching when I was out there in that world. I got to tell y'all, I had a good time. But one day, 27th February 1979, I asked the Lord to come into my life. I meant business with him. Have any one of y'all listened at Deion Sanders' testimony? How many of y'all have listened to that testimony? If you get the opportunity, you need to listen, especially all these young folk. Praise God. You need to listen at Deion Sanders' testimony. That's a must.
Yes, sir.
That's a must. He talks about how the fact that he was called Prime and how he would do all that stuff when he made a touchdown.
Yeah.
But how he felt so empty.
Yeah. My God.
How he had things continuing to nag at him.
Yeah.
A lot of folks didn't realize it. Yeah, you prime time. What do you mean the fact that you're going through? He said, man, they just don't know when they took the spotlights off of me.
Yeah, Lord.
They didn't realize the hell that I was going through. But one day, I believe he sort of described it as though he was in like a little
And y'all correct me if I'm wrong, I would say it was sort of like a trailer. And he said when he got into that trailer, and he asked Jesus Christ to come into his life, he said that the lightning started flashing. Thunder began to roll. And the guy that was talking, he said, "You mean to tell me?" He said, "I saw that." He said, "Because you got to realize, when I made a touchdown, when I hit a home run, when I made an interception, praise God, I thought it was all about me and my stuff. But praise God, God let me know that what I was hungering for was in fact him." And he ended that conversation by saying something that I'll never forget. He said, "Nobody can tell me anything now about Jesus Christ."
My God. Yeah.
He said, "Because I have experienced him for myself." And he said, "And right now, I give him everything that I got."
Yeah.
He said, "No, I don't stand in the pulpit and preach, but I'm out on this field and I'm preaching to these young folk."
Yeah.
"No, I don't do a lot of the highlights reels anymore," he said, "but I'm telling everybody that I can tell about this man that's called Jesus Christ." So we have to give him, praise God, our bodies. But the second thing that we give to him is that we give him our mind. Give him our mind. He said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a holy sacrifice, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Praise God. And then he goes on to say, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." See, we have given him our body. Now we have to give him our mind. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, I know you thought that was your mind, but you got to give it back to him." I'm going to try to explain to go through here as to why you need to give him your mind. Praise God. You see, the world, and where are my young people now? I got to look at my young kids. I got to look at y'all. Zoe, I know y'all was saying all on the turn around. I got to look at all of these young people. Don't cover your face, Shane. Don't y'all cover this. I got to look at you. Because I got something to say to you. Praise God. About your mind. The world wants to control our minds. But God wants to transform. Praise God, our mind. Amen. Some time ago, it's been a while, been a long time ago, when we did our first Bible studies, we talked about two verses of scripture. We're not going to go through them because if I do this, I'll be here all day. One is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. The other one is found in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. I just mentioned those. If you wrote them down, you want to go back and read them. Go back and read them, because you're going to see Paul. I tell you, Paul will not say something to one church and say something different to the other church. And what Paul was just trying, I'll give you those scriptures again. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24, and Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. And all Paul is trying to tell both of those churches in there, praise God, is that don't give yourself back over to that old flesh stuff that you used to do. See, God wants to transform our minds. And this word transform in the text is the same word that Jesus used for transfigured, that was used in Matthew 17, chapter 17, verse 2. And it comes into our English language as the word metamorphosis. You see, which describes a change from within. What am I trying to say? You see, this world wants to change our minds. So it exerts pressure from the outside. Oh boy, let me hit it. I'm gonna take it home. Y'all said, now I'm gonna take it home to you. How many of y'all got Facebook? How many of y'all on social media? How many of y'all on the internet? All of that stuff. And it's good if you use it for what it's supposed to. But let me tell you something. The world is trying to change your mind through the stuff that you see, social media, the stuff that you hear, through the music that you hear. Praise God, they're trying to change it. And let me tell you something. I was just looking at something the other day. Everybody ever heard this new thing that they have called AI, artificial intelligence? Is anybody in here has an idea of how artificial intelligence is now sweeping, praise God, through our young folk?
Yes, sir.
I looked at a thing just the other day, and they were saying that a lot of our young men, look at all these young men. A lot of our young men, because through social media, they are using artificial intelligence. They got gals on there that look so good, that talk so good. And now you have young men who are not getting in a relationship with a normal human being. And y'all got to realize that artificial intelligence has not been out there that long. What you think is going to happen, praise God, as it continues to evolve. That's why it's so important, praise God, that preachers and pastors will stand in their pulpits, talk to these young people to let them know the dangers that are out there. You out there talking to somebody that looked like, they lure you off to meet them somewhere. Next thing you know, somebody's missing.
That's right, man.
That's all a part of this world trying to change your mind. But the Bible says that.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-1-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate His death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
He should have brought all of it from a long ways. just can't tell it all. Thank God for the choir.